All right, so this came up the other night. I believe we were, it was post an IJB bar thing, and someone just, I don't even know how it came up, but a buddy of mine was like, hey, did you guys, like, were you really afraid of quicksand when you were a kid? And I was like, oh my God, I haven't thought about this in a while, but I definitely was.
Because it feels like Batman,
oh,
maybe Superman in some of those old episodes. Atreyu the horse, Never-Ending Story.
Cartoons were always just rife with the pitfalls of quicksand.
Yet there was always some sort of rope or vine.
Oh, nearby.
There had to be one nearby.
So we started talking about this on Bad Radio the other day, and you may say, well, you're just recycling this topic. You would be correct, one. And two, when you're talking this much, we're going to have to reuse some stuff.
Yeah,
so lay off. New listeners all the time. So I definitely thought that like half of all the world's sand was quicksand when I was a kid.
I'm not going to the beach, Mom and Dad.
And it got us to thinking about the things that you thought were going to be a much bigger part of your life and that were very likely to occur to you when you were a kid that you've never dealt with ever. Quicksand chief among them. I was legitimately concerned because what a way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that I'm...
You're slowly falling into your death.
Yeah, and your efforts to try to save yourself is only moving more of the quicksand down and
yes,
displacing the sand. So you're basically drowning
And
yourself.
You figured out that superheroes aren't real, so you're not going to get rescued by anybody.
Right. I got to tell you, I've never seen quicksand. A bunch of people told me this week that you can see it like on the Oklahoma-Texas border.
Can you?
That like, I guess near Lake Texoma, that they have quicksand, maybe like at the Red River, that there's areas around it that have like red sand that's quicksand. And
well, when we take calls at 10:30, if you have a quicksand story or a predicament, I want to hear about it.
Phones are going to blow up.
Yeah.
I mean, look, these are things we don't know a lot about. That's why the P1's there to fill us in. For me, went fishing a lot with the stepdad as a kid. Went fishing a lot down the road. There was a couple stock ponds like down the road from where I grew up to where we would just sneak on these people's property and go fishing damn near every day.
Fishy.
For whatever reason, I had like a weird thing about alligators. Even though alligators weren't in the waters I was fishing in anywhere, whether it be on Lake Ray Hubbard, Lake Fork, whatever, Lake Whitney, it didn't matter where we went. I was always like wigged out by there might be an alligator out in these waters. And I don't want to go dipping my toe in it.
I was always worried about the water moccasin.
Yeah, water moccasin, as we've talked about before, the scene from Lonesome Dove where the Irish kid gets, like, suffocated by a pack of them, nest.
A massive nest of water
moccasin. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
How about this one that makes even less sense? Whenever you were a kid and you would go swimming in the pool, did you ever kind of think there was a shark in there?
No, that...
Like, swimming in a pool,
through the
I was
drains.
Confident, like, man, if I go to the deep end... I don't know.
Water
gets dicey.
Sharks and stuff.
Sharks.
Yeah.
I was always given the impression that my house would be on fire a lot more than what it has.
That's a good one. Yeah. I mean, have you ever been in a house fire?
Stop, drop, and roll.
You know, one time.
Stop, drop, and roll. First of all, it seems like terrible advice.
We had gas at our home. We had like a gas stove. And one time, well, my dad and I, we had plenty of that too. But lightning hit our house one time.
Ooh.
And then we smelled gas. So my dad was very quick to go shut the gas off, and what I did is he told me as preemptively to go into the stove and just spray the fire extinguisher.
Yeah. Well,
so the house blowing up because of gas is, I guess, still a fear.
Oh, every single time I light the grill, I like turn my face away because I'm like, this thing could go any moment. It just blow my whole house up because I'm trying to make kebabs.
You have kerosene?
Like a gas grill? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Home invasion was one that I was convinced that as growing up, my home would be broken into and I would somehow be victimized at least once a week.
Okay.
It's never happened.
And
I've still yet to experience this.
This might be just me, but to this day, I will still have dreams about being in my childhood home by myself with people trying to get in and break in.
Yeah.
I will still have dreams like that.
Yeah.
And that probably says something really messed up about me.
No, I do the same thing, dude. And every single time my dog barks and it's the middle of the night, I freak out and I think someone's trying to get into the house.
This is it.
Gotta load up the jammy.
I still have an irrational fear of mirrors in the bedroom. I do not do mirrors in the dark.
Because of Bloody Mary?
Yeah, it's just if there's going to be a demon, that's where they're going to come from.
From the mirror?
From the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be the end of me is... Fourth. Like, I fear that one day I'll wake up at dark in the night, I'll look in the mirror, and there will be somebody else in
there.
Yeah,
you'll trigger it.
Yeah.
Force. I thought you were going to say you don't want it in there because you don't want to see how disgusting it looks whenever you make love. Because that's also a fear you should have.
No, that's mandatory.
Turn, babe. I can't see myself.
You just light a candle to help, like A-Rod. Help illuminate.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeets.
I'm really happy.
You saw a mummy.
Here's a good one.
Huh?
Devil worshippers. As a kid, weren't you convinced that like half the population was of the occult? And like,
yeah,
devil worshipy.
There was some of that because we had
a park. They slaughter goats.
We had a park near my mom's house, Pascal Park in Mesquite.
Yeah.
And there would be kids, I'm guessing, would go in there and put a big circle of stones and a cross or a pentagram. So we thought there were real devil worshippers that would go into the woods. And then that sort of folded into the whole dead man's bridge, dead man curve type myth we had for that park, that area of the park. I don't know.
The Ouija board.
Yeah.
Got me.
That one I'm not.
People wanted to do that one. I was like, no, y'all can take
that.
We
have one in the house and we've never used it.
Again, that's just along the same line of being afraid of like the occult and being afraid of spirits. I was definitely afraid of, again, satanic ideas. And the idea, like, there was a...
I was very afraid of Satan as a child.
Exactly. A buddy of mine had a... we'll hear that again.
It's fine.
You gotta apologize to God after you kill a tube sock every night. You gotta pray.
After you now, watch this, Nina Sky.
This was actually pre-tube sock.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was always very afraid of the devil. I was convinced that I needed to be
like this
really
idea.
About
this
it.
Idea of hell actually being a place where this one being lived that controlled it.
And he could see everything I do.
Yeah. Like Santa.
He was ripped.
I was worried about being possessed. Like, I've seen those movies. Like,
Exorcist.
The Exorcist. Yeah,
like, but that's going to happen to me.
Vomiting pea soup everywhere.
Yeah, my head's going to spin.
There was a buddy of mine, his family, they actually lived right across from our junior high, so it was pretty weird, but they had like a small piece of property, like in the city, and they had miniature horses.
Mm-hmm.
And there was at least two times where they got like found on the property slain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in some sort of demonic way.
I would be living in Washington right now. It wouldn't even be close.
It was right across the street from our junior high.
Like you have some Carcosa going on
over
there?
Something like that. Some sort of weird animal sacrifice or something. And I just remember thinking, you got to burn that whole place down. You have to just fumigate.
Were you always weirded out by the late night gathering at establishments after it was closed?
Like, what do you mean?
Well, this might be just specific to me, and I'm almost sure it is, but I lived on the same... You know where the Mesquite Rodeo is in Mesquite? Have you ever been over in that neck of the woods?
Not really.
I grew up on that same road.
And I actually grew up next to a rodeo and a park.
Going fishing every day.
I know. I lived in a really weird part of Mesquite.
You had gas.
Off skeet. But so across the way, across the road from us, there was some distance before the housing addition started, and on the sort of catty corner to us was this... old school barber shop called Lester's Style Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, my bedroom window, if I wanted to, I could see out and I could see it. And it really weirded me out because they would draw the blinds and light the whole thing up at night. And there would be a gathering of men in there. And I'm guessing they were getting together and like doing band stuff or playing
gambling
music, or playing poker or whatever. But it would always be lit up deep into the night. And I would always be really creeped out that there was a gathering going on in that place. And it seemed very secretive and had a very weird, almost macabre feel to it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. That just feel of
like, what are they doing? What are they doing there after hours? The open sign clearly isn't on. What's going on there? And the fact that you could sort of see their images and, you know, behind the blind when it was all lit up. Oh, very, very creepy.
Here's one, the last one I have. It doesn't really come up too much anymore, but someone actually emailed me about this one, too. I used to be pretty convinced that if I was going to be murdered in my home, it would be when I was in the shower.
Like
there was some sort
like
of
an
like
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Scene?
If you're in the shower, that's the time where you're the most just you can't really hear what's happening outside of the room. You're not really prepared for battle.
Yeah.
And that someone would just there was like a significant part of my life where I thought, at least briefly, about being murdered every time I shower.
I still don't close the shower curtain all the way, just
what?
So I can kind of see.
How do you get water over the floor?
Well, like, if you do it over the front, you know, the water's not hitting right there, so I can kind of peek out, because it freaks me out being that vulnerable.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Although, you know,
You need a glass door for your shower.
Ooh, so you yeah, a little through. Translucent, a little slide open.
So people see the silhouette of me.
So I don't think that this is actually good advice, but I have heard someone say before that if you need to get up, like maybe you sleep naked.
I do not.
Do you?
Not usually, but when my wife is gone, I do.
The least surprising thing.
Once you have children,
I can't sleep with that constriction.
Yeah, no.
Once you have kids, you'll never sleep nude again.
Well, here's the thing. I think if you want to, if you hear something in your house and you got to do a quick sweep, I think you'd be best served doing it nude. So that you sort of are retaining the element of surprise.
Because if they're holding a gun, they're going to see and be like, whoa
hey, put that
pull
thing,
the gun up.
Yeah.
They're just going to laugh at your wiener.
Whatever.
Like,
they're
going to
they're gonna do something.
Turtle head.
They're going to do something that they wouldn't have done had you been wearing underwear.
Yeah, that's a good point, I guess. I don't
but
know.
Yeah, home invasion, shark in the pool, and quicksand. Those are the and the occult. Those are the three that really
do. A few from Twitter here, which, and again, if you want to chime in at 10:30, we're going to take calls. Good P1 Angie says, my fear was swimming pool drains, which carried over to the bathtub drain. That's odd.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But you would always hear about the people that would get their guts
sucked
out.
Oh, just being
if they would sit on
exactly.
the pool drain.
Okay, yeah. And if you get too close to it, you could just get sucked into the drain. Like, that's the dumbest thing ever. I definitely know what you mean.
P1 El Rey Oscura says, getting electrocuted by falling power lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you would see the droop in the power line in the neighborhood, and you think, man, if that thing goes down,
I'm as good as cooked.
We're going to be fried.
Do you ever worry about the toilet crawl up?
The snake?
No.
Anything.
You know,
I worry anything's going to just come back up there and
well,
get me.
Well, in like Cambodia, there will be a story of a cobra.
Oh, that'll happen in like
toilet.
New York City.
Ugh.
No, that would never. Oh, that does bring up a good other one, though, which was the gutter. Like anytime your frisbee, I'm
it's
like,
lost.
Not happening.
One time our ball went down into the sewers and our neighbor had a crowbar that could open up
the manhole.
And he would always go down there and get it, and every time we were surprised that he survived.
Dude, yeah. I thought
I don't know what
because
there.
Clearly there's a clown that's going to kill your ass.
Or a gator or a pedophile, whatever it might be.
Pedophile gator,
clown.
A ninja turtle.
Yeah, no, that was, I don't even like walking by them. Like when we're walking the dog, I would take a wide angle to get away from the gutter. And my dog hates him, too. That's how I know it's my dog.
Speaking of sorriness, I saw this dude walking his dog in our neighborhood a couple months back. And you know how you... If you're a good Samaritan, you need the poop bag to pick up after your dog. Well, he had his poop bag in his hand that was full, threw it down into the gutter. And I guess it's not that big of a deal.
I think that plays.
Oh, you think that's okay? You can't just wait to get home? Or is that better than putting it in somebody's trash can that's out? Because I've done that before, and I felt bad afterwards, but the trash was going out anyway. But if you see somebody putting poop in your trash can, aren't you a little pissed?
I'm really not.
Unless they're lighting it on fire.
But I do know that people are bothered by this, so I don't really do it anymore, but I don't care.
Yeah.
It's a trash can. I'm not discerning about what sort of dog poop, if it's mine or yours, can go in the trash can. It doesn't really make a whole lot of difference to me.
I don't know if we really solved anything in this segment, but that's some irrational fears we had in life.